Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
China Fa Hui, practitioner in the military. Righteous behavior and thoughts helped me to pass through tribulations. November 19th, 2021, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Greetings, esteemed master and fellow practitioners. I was working in a military organization before I was transferred to a civilian unit. One friend in the army introduced Falun Dafa to me in May 1996 and gave me a copy of Juan Falun and cassettes of Master Li Hongzhi's audio lectures. I started to practice Falun Dafa. Our benevolent master has been looking after me for the past 20-plus years. I've been walking steadily on the path of assisting master in the Fa rectification. Unwavering belief in Dafa. The Chinese Communist Party and Jiang Zemin, the former head of the CCP, launched the persecution of Falun Dafa on July 20, 1999. The CCP mobilized the whole nation's news machines to slander Dafa and persecute practitioners. They published lies to poison people. Facing the sudden evil persecution, I kept telling myself, I am practicing the righteous Fa and walk on the righteous path. My choice is not wrong. I reinforced my thoughts in my heart. No matter how rampant the evil became, I would never betray master or give up Dafa. Officers and soldiers were ordered to study the CCP documents. They were told defamatory lies. Everyone was required to take notes and write sharing articles. Under the evil's pressure, and when attending the compulsory meetings, I kept negating or refusing negative thoughts, especially when people slandered Dafa. I didn't know about sending righteous thoughts yet. I didn't read newspapers, watch TV programs, or listen to the news. So the denigrating information did not affect my mind. Later on, the military leaders learned that I practice Falun Dafa and called me in for a talk. They tried to persuade me to give up Dafa. I was not moved and took the opportunity to tell them calmly what Falun Dafa is and how I had benefited from practicing Falun Dafa. They learned the basic facts about Dafa. After I had clarified the truth about Dafa, some of the leaders didn't cooperate with the persecution and instead protected practitioners when facing difficult situations. One practitioner went on a business trip to Beijing with his leader. The hotel servant discovered the copy of Juan Falun he'd brought with him and reported it to the management of the hotel. His leader learned of it and asked for it back from the hotel management. He also protected the practitioner. He was promoted later on. He was rewarded because of his good deeds. I was in a management position at the time. My parents, siblings, relatives, and good friends put me under great pressure. They demanded that I give up Dafa. They tried to persuade me using nice language, or they scolded me harshly. My parents were very much worried about me and threatened to cut our relationship. Having tears covering their faces so as to force me to give up cultivation. Facing the emotional tests and temptation of fame and personal interests, I made my choice after careful consideration. I firmly believe in master and will cultivate in Dafa until consummation. Purifying heart and soul and letting go of attachments. I was managing a lucrative department in a military organization. In this corrupted and material-oriented society, the military was also very corrupt. Bribery and the exchange of power and money were not unknown practices. People indulged in bad habits. Military funds were embezzled and used for personal interests. Only a small portion was used for military expenses. I was not tempted in this corrupt environment. I required myself to act according to the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I didn't use public funds for personal use, and didn't accept any form of gifts, nor did I bribe others. One day, a leader from above tried to persuade me to open my mind and see the direction clearly, and not just work hard. I smiled at him calmly. My direct leader moved to another position. He recommended me to the management team. He asked me to visit a certain leader and give him gifts and money. I thanked him for considering me, but refused to bribe anyone. I told him my cultivation principles. He knew the truth and was very happy with my performance. He understood how I handled things. On another occasion, one business owner came to my office to promote his products. He came to my home at night with two bottles of Mao Tai, a distilled Chinese liquor known as the national liquor. He dropped the Mao Tai and left. I discovered a bag of cash underneath the Mao Tai bottle. I am a Dafa practitioner and strictly follow the Falun Dafa principles. I refuse to follow the deviated, corrupted social trend. The next day, I asked my driver to return the Mao Tai and cash to him. Spreading the truth and saving sentient beings. Local practitioners shared how to assist Master in Fa rectification and saving sentient beings in the new environment, and how to clarify the truth about Falun Dafa to people after July 20, 1999. It is Dafa disciples' sacred responsibility and historic mission to awaken sentient beings. We should hurry up to clarify the truth. Initially, we had to photocopy the truth clarification materials in the photocopying shop. Due to the interference by the evil, some shops were closed. Some were threatened by the police. We were unable to make copies in the shops. One practitioner operated a business. She bought a photocopier to photocopy truth clarification materials, which we delivered to practitioners for distribution to the local government, military units, residential buildings, and villages. We wanted to let people know the truth about Dafa, so they could tell righteous from evil, good from bad, and be saved. This greatly suppressed the evil. The Minghui website suggested that practitioners set up materials production sites everywhere. With the help of our local technical support practitioner, I bought a computer, a printer, a DVD burner, and other equipment, and set up a materials production site at my home in 2005. I learned how to visit the Minghui website, download, print materials, and make DVD copies. My site has been running smoothly during the past 16 years. I lived in a military compound, and it was relatively isolated. I utilized this good condition and asked the practitioners to study the Fa and share at my home so that we could together complete our sacred mission. One practitioner distributed materials in the compound and was discovered. When I learned of it, I found this practitioner and let her stay at my home. When the guards left, I took her out of the compound to a safe place. I was transferred from the military to work in a municipal organization. It was more convenient for me to approach local practitioners. I was involved more in local projects, such as hanging up banners, putting up posters, and distributing materials. Whether I was on business trips or visiting friends and relatives, I would take with me truth clarification materials and distribute them locally. I clarified the truth in crowded areas, such as places where peasants and laborers gathered, as well as construction sites, bus stops, parks, and playgrounds, so that more people could learn the truth. I distributed materials and put up posters as often as I could. Stop any evil with righteous thoughts and actions. The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party was published at the end of 2004. It made a great stir in society. I saw through the evil nature of the specter of communism and learned about all kinds of its wickedness it used during the past 100 years after I read the Nine Commentaries. I shared about it with my wife, who is also a practitioner. We agreed that as DAFA practitioners, we must cut ties with the evil CCP. We asked a fellow practitioner to help us publish our statement to withdraw from the CCP and its youth organizations. We printed out the statement and put it up on prominent places on the streets and residential areas to encourage people to quit the CCP as well. Later on, the CCP launched a nationwide campaign of so-called advanced education to poison sentient beings. People had to study, memorize, and copy the CCP theories. We didn't cooperate. We didn't study, memorize, and copy any of the CCP theories, nor attend any of their activities. As a DAFA disciple, I should actively step out to withdraw from the CCP openly and validate the FA. I talked to the party secretary in my work unit and quit my CCP membership. The leaders in my work unit got very nervous and were frightened by my actions. They talked to me, taking turns, and threatened to fire me, as well as it would affect my children's future. I was not afraid of their threats. I took this opportunity to tell them the facts about Falun Dafa and encourage them not to do anything against their conscience. The leaders from the above bureau and related personnel planned to talk to me collectively at 2 p.m. and deal with me. I remembered what Master said. Quote, "I am rooted in the universe. If anyone can harm you, he or she would be able to harm me. Put simply, that person would be able to harm this universe." Unquote. From Lecture 1, Chuan Falun. I firmly believed that the evil couldn't touch me because I have Master and the Fa. I increased the times of sending righteous thoughts. Whenever unrighteous thoughts came into my space, I eliminated them immediately. I always maintained my righteous thoughts. I could clearly feel that Master was strengthening me. I felt I was immensely high and big and had the power to eliminate all evil. Master also encouraged me via a practitioner who said, "I feel you are so tall and big." Later, I learned that the leaders who had known the truth spoke up for me. Through the struggle between righteous and evil, the righteous prevailed eventually. Thanks to Master's benevolent strengthening and protection, I was notified at 1:30 p.m. that the planned talk was canceled. This incident ended nowhere. Nobody came to talk to me anymore. I knew Master helped dissolve the tribulation for me. My gratitude was beyond words for Master's immense saving grace, protection, and strengthening. The tide of suing former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin started in 2015. DAFA practitioners nationwide started to file criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, the instigator who persecuted Falun Dafa and practitioners. Our local practitioners had several rounds of sharing and came to understand the urgency and responsibility of suing Jiang Zemin. He utilized the evil CCP to persecute Dafa practitioners and deceive Chinese people and people all over the world. He committed huge sins. It was also a process of cooperation among practitioners. The Fa rectification entered into a new phase. Dafa practitioners must keep up with the Fa rectification process. My wife, son, and I wrote the complaint letter against Jiang Zemin and sent it to the Supreme Court. We received the receipt. I helped local elderly practitioners write complaints against Jiang Zemin. We improved and elevated together through this process. I survived dangerous incidents on several occasions thanks to Master's protection. I came across a few dangerous incidents when walking on my cultivation path, but I survived all of them thanks to Master's protection. One day, before I started cultivation in 1996, my military colleague took me to attend a friend's party on his motorcycle. When we were leaving, we couldn't start the motorcycle. It took us a while to start it. When we came to an intersection, a tractor hit our motorcycle from the side. We were not able to stop due to the speed. I was tossed up onto the back of the tractor and then was thrown to the ground. Somehow, I didn't fall to the ground. I tried to look for my friend. He was seriously injured and was taken to the hospital by the tractor driver. He was diagnosed that his spleen and liver were injured. He was in the emergency unit for 2 weeks until he was no longer at risk. I was not injured at all. It was a miracle. It was not until I started practicing Falun Dafa did I realize that Master had already protected me even then. I escorted my child to his university in Xi'an in 2005. I settled him in and came back in a friend's car. I clarified the truth to the driver, who agreed to withdraw his membership from the CCP organizations. When our car reached the Shandong section of the Beijing-Shanghai Expressway, the right front wheel broke. Our car was hit back and forth. We almost lost control. Our car was stopped by a V-shaped steel tube when it flipped aside after 500 meters. The car's body was damaged. The doors couldn't be opened. We came out through the roof window. Five of us were not injured at all. Those who handled the case were amazed and said, "You must have protection from a special person. It is a miracle that no one was injured in such a serious accident." I was very thankful to Master in my heart for saving all of us. The CCP held the Party Congress conference in October 2020. All vehicles going in the direction of Beijing were checked. My wife and I drove to my hometown to attend my cousin's wedding. We passed a checkpoint on the Dongying section. All vehicles and people inside must be photographed and their ID and belongings checked. We had a bag of truth clarification materials in the car. My wife and I were on the CCP's blacklist. Our IDs were tracked. It seemed inevitable that they would check on us. We sent righteous thoughts together and pleaded for masters to strengthen us. When we were parked ready for the check, no one seemed to notice us. Someone shouted, "Has this car been checked?" No one answered. The policeman directing traffic asked us to leave quickly. We left immediately and drove onto the main road. We were thankful to Master for his benevolent protection and dissolving the danger for us. As long as I believe in Master and Dafa, I surely can pass any test on my cultivation path. As long as I cultivate diligently, I can surely do everything well. As long as I can perform everything following Dafa's principles, I can fulfill the sacred mission of assisting Master in the Fa rectification and saving sentient beings. The time for cultivation is very limited and must be treasured. I will melt my every thought and action into the Fa, assimilate to the Fa, cultivate myself well, hurry up to save sentient beings, and be a qualified Dafa practitioner. Thank you, Master, for your protection, and practitioners for your encouragement and help.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.